Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today. We're at sea right now. And there's a lot to cover. Money's missing. Houses are in free fall. A lot to cover. Before I get into it, please take a second. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And let's get right into it. I have had many people write me about the problems with Chase Bank over the course of the last week, and it's pretty serious. Carla Garling is a therapist who runs a small business who made a $13,000 deposit into her Chase Bank, and guess what? Money's missing. Other people in the story did the same thing. Now, here's what's the most troubling part about this. Is that we've seen this time and again where people have done these deposits and all of a sudden the money's missing and Chase doesn't have an answer for it. But last Friday was a real disturbing trend because around the country, Chase didn't have access to their online banking. So I'm walking on the ship and you can see the boats to, if there's an emergency. It's kind of cool. It's just kind of a quiet spot over here to walk. But the online banking was down and I had people write me from around the country. Now the worst part about this was that Chase was like, we don't see a problem. And there was a problem. And again, if you read the stories below, the problem with this is that people, you know, get paid on a Friday and they wanted to go buy groceries and buy things and pay their bills and couldn't do that and got completely shut down. And the worst part about Chase during this time was that they were like, we just don't know what you're talking about. It's not an issue. And you had a smattering of people from California to the Midwest to Florida that had these problems. So it was around the country. It wasn't just one area that this happened to. Now, one thing that's been brought to my attention that you guys should take a look at is a thing called Down Detector. This is a great site because it will tell you if a site is having issues or not. Now, you can go crazy with this every time your site's down, but if you know of an extended period of time that your site's not working, your online banking's not working, see if there's a problem with that, because Down Detector's a pretty good site. I'll leave the link below for that. It's free. You can just punch the name of the website in and it'll tell you if there's known issues or not. So, you know, they say that there weren't any. Well, now it's fixed. Okay, so many people, when you have these problems, I am telling you this. I had a problem with a bank in the last week where I wrote a check 2 weeks ago. And I got a fraud alert from the bank saying, hey, did you write this check? And I'm like, yeah. The next day, I got the same fraud alert. So I called the bank and said, this is disturbing because I wrote this check, you know, basically 10 days ago. Why am I getting this? We don't know. That's really interesting. You shouldn't be getting that. Okay, gee, thanks, guys. So, needless to say, call the bank. Don't wait. Just call the bank. Call customer service and find out what's going on. Now, the next thing that's a real problem, I like these private areas on the boat. It's nice. The next thing that's a real problem is you've got real estate that is in free fall in certain areas of the country. And the first area that's in a real problem is Palm Springs, California, out in the desert area. So many people went out and bought. You guys can see how big this boat is. Isn't that huge? So many people went out and bought short-term rentals, gonna Airbnb and make $1 billion. And what happened was the city made it so that these people couldn't do it. Now these houses are worth nothing. People that spent $1.5 million for inflated real estate can't get out of the properties for $1 million, are doing everything they can to unload these properties. And you're gonna see this happen more and more and more during this time. So we're seeing this in Las Vegas. We're seeing it in Palm Desert, Palm Springs, California, and areas like that. So happening more and more. At least at different areas to walk around. I'm gonna go back. You guys can see the ocean. if you don't think Airbnb is going to have a problem with destroying real estate in your community, you're really out of touch. Because the thing that floors me is so many people went out and bought houses in the most random places, different desert communities like that, different smaller towns, college towns, things like that, thinking that they were just going to make a fortune having these short-term rentals, and sure enough, they are not. So just a matter of time until there is a glut of properties on the market. Now, not everybody's going to be affected by this, but you're starting to see major problems with this. So let me know if you're seeing this. Let me know what you think about this. But again, if you have a problem with your bank, I'm telling you guys this. When you deposit something, when you get a check, take a photocopy of the check. When you make your deposit, get a copy of the deposit slip and put that in your phone. So if there's an issue, I lost the deposit slip. We do it all the time. You hop in your car, you get busy, you don't realize where you put it. But these people have had problems, and it's been weeks for them to get their money when they can't pay their bills and can't pay employees and things like that. And Chase Bank, you know, Jamie Dimon and the staff could care less about us, okay? Do you guys want to play shuffleboard? It's available, okay? No line, okay? Let me know what you think about this stuff so far, but you're gonna see real problems when it comes to the real estate right now, and just a matter of time. Talk to a lot of people on board the ship that from different lives, from doctors to financiers to different people, and everybody is in the same mindset that we're going to head to trouble in 2024. There's going to be some stormy waters ahead. So let me know what you think about this. Share your thoughts on all this stuff right now. One thing that I keep getting questions about is, should I do a reverse mortgage, Dan, or not? Well, one thing that I did was I researched different companies and came up with a good company for you guys to look at, and that is Mutual of Omaha. You know, think about it. If you want money, you know, to help supplement your Social Security, you want money to travel, you want money to, you know, see your grandkids, or just live a more comfortable life, and you're a homeowner that's at least 61 and a half years old, you can talk to Mutual of Omaha. Okay, so danhelpmerefi.com set up a website for you. You can take a look at. They will answer all your questions. They have a free investor guide that is absolutely no obligation to get. danhelpmerefi.com, take a look at it right now and they will answer all your questions for you. But again, they are highly rated, good customer service from a very big company that people have had a lot of success with. Take a look at Mutual of Omaha today, guys. Use the link below and check it out. They'll answer all your questions. Joe Biden's government, he also stopped the LIV Golf and the PGA Tour from consolidating and joining forces. Is that insane, guys? It's like, who can you work with? Oh, no, we don't want you guys to work together, and we don't want you to combine resources. So, okay, again, this is nuts. I have so many people that play golf in my life that have written me about how great LIV Golf is and how different it is, and they are paying these golfers sick amounts of money. It's Shohei Ohtani money for, you know, a third and fourth string golfer, a guy that would finish 20th is now making tens of million dollars a year. They have teams, events, all these things that have just made it so that these golfers have made a fortune. And the PGA, let's face it, is a mess. Do you know the PGA is a nonprofit? How can that be? You see them on TV every week. We have to watch, if you want to go to sleep, you watch golf. But how is that they are a nonprofit? So share your thoughts on that stuff so far. It's getting ridiculous. I'm going to go back inside. Now, one thing you're going to hear a tremendous amount about right now is these lawsuits with real estate agents and large real estate companies that are getting settled right now. The latest one that got filed in federal court was with Keller Williams. They agreed to settle over a dozen lawsuits in Missouri and Illinois, and they're going to pay $70 million. $70 million. And this is a huge, huge win for people that are buying and selling properties because, let's face it, you have to pay 6%. Okay, well, 3% to the seller, 3% to the buyer. Oh, no, Dan, we can negotiate that down to 2.25%. Whatever, guys. There's a lot of times that the real estate agents are the only ones making money on these properties. And these lawsuits, you have not seen the end of this. This is just the beginning to this because people were forced to do business with these people and people are fed up with this. They are furious over this right now. So, I don't know, I like the lifeboats. You know, they're much bigger than they were in Titanic. These seat over 200 people. So, let's go inside. Okay. I don't know if I'm where I'm supposed to be. I don't think so. Anyways, Jeff Bezos has agreed to sell $8.6 billion worth of his stock. $8.6 billion worth. It will make him within striking distance of Elon Musk as the richest person again in the world. And he's going to do this over the course of 2024. He's going to sell 25 million shares of Amazon stock and liquidate himself to riches. So, kind of fascinating. Also, one thing to go along with the reverse mortgage thing, that I found this to be a really disturbing trend. More and more people that are retired are cashing in, or nearing retirement, are cashing in their retirement accounts to pay their kids' bills. Gosh, that's awful. Isn't that terrible to think about? Your adult children live with you. You have more and more people living at home with their parents up until 30 years old right now. Hello. It's just, come on, when do you get a break? When do you get to get time off that you don't have to deal with your children anymore? When is that? Okay? Let me know what you think about this stuff so far, guys. I'm really curious.
Tell us who it is.
It's our controversial seahorse. But again, they promised to run this race clean this time. Those allegations have been dropped. So I think it might be time for them to become a champion. For you, seahorse number six, our last opportunity to get in on the action. Mr. Love's in charge of that bidding when you say go.
Some things I got in the mail that are worth discussing. Denise sent me something. Some of these predictions, guys, I hope I'm never right about. I would like it if this never took place. But she mentioned, isn't it funny that you predicted that the banks would shut down on a Friday night and people wouldn't have access to their money? And sure enough, that's what happened with Chase Bank on this last weekend. Again, I wish I wasn't right about that because a lot of people wrote me and it's getting dramatically affected by that. The other one was David, who wrote me about Oakland, lives in the Oakland area, and just talking about how bad it is. And the big problem was, think about this, they raised the minimum wage to $20 an hour. And it made it so that all these fast food places, all these different restaurants like Denny's, like In-N-Out Hamburger, are having to pay people $20 an hour and then can't afford it. So with that, they're shutting down, can't afford them, can't make any money, and it's happening to just not those restaurants and those businesses, but so many others, and crime spiked. And then they're not prosecuting these idiots when they do things wrong. Plus, here's something that's totally fascinating, that this went completely under the radar. Google got rid of a lot of office space in the fourth quarter of 2023. And with them doing that, one thing that was wild was they had $1.8 billion in expenses towards this and got to write off $1.2 billion in write-offs for getting rid of the office space. You guys can see the inside of this place. Okay, so that's a major hit. But again, you didn't hear, but you heard about it here. You know, and there's a story below that I found on that. But again, unless you're an accountant, nobody knows about this stuff. This is crazy that we're not being told this. But Google took this huge hit in the last you know, 3 months with all their real estate. Why are they getting rid of real estate? Because nobody wants to work in an office anymore. That's why. So let me know what you think about this. So the different colors of this place. We walked on the spiral staircase. It's very, just a very cool boat, okay? So let me know what you think, guys, okay? When you guys think of retail giants, who do you think's doing well right now? I'm talking people that have stores right now. One of them that's kind of crazy is there's a brand new CEO for Macy's. He started yesterday, okay? Hey, welcome aboard, Tony Spring. Okay, well, here's Tony's big problem right now is that they are worried about takeover bids, slower sales, wages that they have to compete with other people on. That's kind of a problem, guys. So needless to say, does that, you know, make any sense? It's all the stores and stuff down here. Got a full shopping mall in this boat, which is kind of cool. Plus, you can get a tattoo, too. If you guys ever want to get an I Allegedly tattoo, I will pay you for that. So if anybody wants to get that. Or my mug, too. If you want to get my picture, I'll show you how I'd like that. But anyways, final story, and this is great, okay? Do you think that living in somebody's house that was famous is a big deal? Do you think that that gives it panache and gives it for a reason to sell for a higher price? Okay? Al Capone used to live here. This is Al Capone's house. Now, I'm thinking, well, that's kind of cool. Al Capone had a house in Florida? Yeah. Only problem was last year they ripped the house down. So it's a vacant lot, and Al Capone's house used to be there. So, oh, okay. Well, we want $24 million, $23.9 to be exact. $1 million. Does that make any sense, guys? Okay. Well, I don't know if that's too much money or not. For an empty lot, yeah, I think it's kind of a lot. Final story is high-end property, luxury real estate. They're saying right now that it's going down and that all these experts predict that you're going to see at least conservatively a 2.2% drop in high-end properties in 2024. So the housing prices are going to go in the wrong direction right now. So please don't forget to the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. You want to email me? Hello at iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon.